retriever. I was like, you're a murderer.
Threw a bunny rabbit in the pool and just watched it. I'm like, you watch
the world burn. Enough death and carnage. Everybody good?
Good evening, good evening, everyone.
I don't think that's on.
Hello?
We're on, maybe? Yeah, good.
Oh. We're good?
Hello, can you hear us?
Good evening, everyone. Okay. Can you hear? Okay, good, thank you. And welcome to the City Council budget hearing this evening. It is Wednesday, September the 20th, 2023. It's 5:15 p.m., and we are in the community wing of City Hall. I would ask you all to please rise and join me to pledge our allegiance. You're welcome to remain standing for a moment of silence and reflect, meditate, pray, or pause for a moment. If the clerk would call the roll, please.
Mayor Alford.
Present.
Vice Mayor Danko.
Here.
Councilmember Hyder.
Present.
Councilmember Clufus.
Present.
Councilmember Pontieri.
Here.
All members are present.
Thank you. In order for city staff to be able to respond to your questions or concerns, and we're moving into the public comment section of tonight's agenda, please fill out a comment card with your contact information. Comment cards can be found on the table near the agendas or available from the communications marketing director seated in the back of the room. Anyone wishing to speak may approach the podium, provide their name, and may speak for up to 3 minutes. Please direct all comments to the mayor, be concise and to the point, avoid delaying or interrupting the proceedings, and do not make any irrelevant, impertinent, or slanderous comments. Any person who becomes disorderly may be barred from making any additional comments and may be removed. And with that, I would ask, are there any members of the public that would like to address City Council at this time? Yes, sir.
Good afternoon, or good evening, Mayor, and also City Council personnel. Mr. Mayor, I just have a few things I need your help for, and I don't need to respond because I've been watching.
If you would just announce your name.
I'm sorry. My name is Al Hurley.
Thank you.
E section. Okay. Got more excited about getting up here. I always watch the City Council meetings online every single Tuesday or Thursday, and I wish I did have the opportunity to come to the meetings all the time, but I can't because of circumstances at home. But when I found out it was at 5:15 to voice a few things, I was all excited about it. And I think I only have three things I'm asking you, especially the microphones. I could never hardly hear everybody on the microphones at home. I have my volume turned all the way up, and I do have earphones. The ones I hear so clearly is always you or the people at this desk over here. But I got when people come up here, I don't hardly hear them. You got Mr. McDonald, who stands 7 feet tall. You know, I can't hardly understand what he is saying. I mentioned this to you before, years ago. I don't know what. But I don't know. We need a better microphone system. You know, I don't know at all. But anyhow, I just want to address that to you. My second concern is for future, I play tennis. And I play tennis a lot behind the Buddy Taylor School. And I remember one time that there was a gentleman from the city came out and looked at the courts. The courts are rarely a deplorable condition. Lots of cracks on the courts. We have people that's twisting their ankles on the courts there. I just want the Park Recreation, again, to take a look at it for the next year budget coming up and see what they can do, because we always say that, you know, your quality of life. But everybody comes to me, think, I'm the mayor, and ask me about it. And I said, listen, when I get an opportunity, I will present this to the city council on it. And last but least, I noticed that we've been talking about our infrastructure, about our roads. I have noticed a lot of trucks, 40-footers and everything, coming down our roads. And I think, and I'm not sure, if they are avoiding the tolls, the way station on US 1. But I just want to bring that to your attention. Okay. I noticed that. And other than that, thank you very much for all your service.
All right. Well, we appreciate your comments, and we'll certainly make sure that the communication from the dais and from the podium are clearer in the future. So thank you for that.
Okay, thank you very much.
Very good.
Have a good budget here.
Mr. Mayor, if I might add, I've recently had some complaints from people, too.
So I think we all have.
Yeah.
Crank it up.
So just for you, so Doug and I spoke about that just this evening before, so we're going to find either a taller mic or a better platform
for
that.
Maybe a more directional mic, possibly, and I don't know, maybe possibly even a clip-on wireless.
We'll make it better.
Okay.
Good. Okay. Are there any other members of the public that would like to comment at this time? Seeing no one come forward, I'll close public comment. Thank you for City Council comments, and we'll move right to a presentation of fiscal year 2023-2024 budget.
Good evening, Mayor, City Council, Helena Alves, Finance Director, and I have Gran Ragsdale, Budget and Procurement Manager, with me. And we're bringing you tonight the final budget hearing for the proposed budget for fiscal year 2024. And I'll let Gwen get us started.
Good evening. So tonight we will look at the final proposed 24 budget, as Helena mentioned. It's been a long run. Road, as you can see, we've had numerous budget presentations and workshops starting in February, and then in April, more in July, August. So these have been held in preparation for the budget adoption this evening. So we will review the fiscal year 2024 budget. So the budget comes in at $357,748, which is approximately 9% higher than the fiscal year 2023 adopted budget. Your general fund accounts for $55,888,596, including a rollback millage rate of 4.2570. So at this time, do you have any questions on the general fund?
City Council members, any final questions? We have no questions at this time.
The proprietary funds account for $184,708,590, which include the Information Technology Enterprise Fund, Building Permits Fund, Collection and Sanitation Fund, Stormwater Management Fund, Utility Capital Projects Fund, and Water Wastewater Fund. Are there any questions on these funds?
I see no questions from City Council.
The Internal Services Funds accounts for $28,970,744, which include the Emergency Communications Fund, Facilities Maintenance Fund, Fleet Management Fund, Health Insurance Fund, and Information Technology Internal Services Fund. Are there any questions on the Internal Service Funds?
We have no questions on the funds.
The Capital Projects Fund accounts for $62,557,174, which includes the Capital Projects Fund, the Fire Impact Fee Fund, Transportation Impact Fee Fund, Town Center Transportation Impact Fee Fund, and the Recreation Impact Fee Fund. Do you have any questions on capital funds?
No, we have no questions.
Okay, and last we have the Special Revenue Fund, which accounts for $25,623,130, which includes the Streets Improvement Fund, the American Rescue Plan Act, the State Road 100 Community Redevelopment Agency Fund, the Community Development Block Grant, the Old Kings Road Special Assessment Fund, Special Events Fund, Neighborhood Stabilization Fund, and Police Education. Do you have any questions?
I will ask one question. Is there a deadline to the usage of the ARPA funding?
Yes, so contracts have to be in place by December 31st of 2024, and funds have to be expended by December 31st of 2026.
Perfect, thank you.
I do have this a question.
On
the Old Kings Road special assessment,
yes.
I know we've talked about that a lot, obviously, and I think we've solved all the money problems in there, but I do have a question that's probably going to come up, and since Carl's in the room, maybe he can answer it. But my understanding is on April of 2021, the stormwater permit for that expired. And I'm wondering, I just want to clear that up. Because I'm hearing from some on that committee that we allowed it to expire. And I just want to know if that's the case or not and what we can do to resolve it.
Yeah, the permit did expire. You know, as you know, that project was, I think, started back in like 2008. Normally there are five-year permits. Sometimes they issue a seven-year permit. There were a couple extensions that were granted that we applied for and okay. were given. We did request an extension again this last time around, but we were not approved for the extension. So we'll just need to reapply for a permit.
Okay, so in 2021, we did try to extend it?
Yeah, I think prior to it expiring, yes.
Was it prior to or was it after?
Yeah, I think it was prior to, yes. We tried too early. They said, wait a couple of months, wait till this time frame. We went back, requested again within a certain time frame of when it's going to expire, and it was not approved.
Was not. Did they give a reason?
I don't remember specifically, but I think it was just a matter of how many extensions they already had in the time frame that's passed, and their regulations have changed since then. So I think it was just a timing issue. I don't remember specifically.
Okay.
I can look in my emails and try and get back to you.
If you could come up because I find out about it, because I have no doubt that I'll come up at their next committee meeting. And I know there's concern about the cost of getting that permit again.
The permit application is very inexpensive. It's like $1,500 or something.
Okay.
You know. But there may be some additional permit requirements in terms of stormwater treatment that may mitigate modifications to the stormwater design to meet current standards, potentially. That may be more what they're talking about because the regulations have changed where you have to provide additional treatment for the impervious area. So that may impact the stormwater design and how much treatment we have to mm-hmm. provide. But we won't know until we get into the design and reevaluate that and run some stormwater modeling and different things like that. So we can't determine that until we begin the design and get into the design again.
Okay, but you'll be able, I mean, to the best of your knowledge right now, you applied, we applied, and it was too early, then we went back, and then they really
said
didn't
no.
have a reason, or?
Yeah, normally they'll grant a couple extensions, but I think they're not going to let it go for 50 years, you know, I think it's just like, it's run its course, it's been, what, 10, 15 years
yeah,
or whatever
yeah.
at this point in time, and they're like, you know, regulations changed, and I think it was just their termination. You're just going to need to reapply for your
okay.
permit when you're ready to move forward on the project.
All right. I just wanted to clear that up. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Good. Okay. Any other questions on the special revenue funds?
No, but Elena, did you want to say something?
Yes. So this is an opportunity for council to direct staff to reduce the capital outlay for the specific project discussed on Tuesday, and to move those funds to contingency so they can roll into fund balance.
Is that a consensus direction you're looking for?
Yes.
So let's make sure that we're very clear on the consensus here. Does everyone understand the suggestion from staff?
Could you repeat it? I'm sorry.
Just basically our budget presentation and the ad to the newspaper on the 17th was based on the budget that was presented to you on the September 5th public hearing. So on yesterday's meeting, you provided guidance to staff that you wanted to reduce the project budget for the Old Kings Road Fund. And because this is your second public hearing, this is where you want to provide us that guidance, and we will update Exhibit A to reflect the reduction to the project.
So it has to be reduced from 350,000 to the agreed upon 250,000.
Well, 750,000.
It'll be 250,000.
So,
yes.
So
we're going to do that, correct?
Well, hold on. That's just, we're waiting for our consensus. So the numbers are moving from one accounting line to another.
Mm-hmm.
Is basically. So I just want to make sure everybody understands and is clear So good?
I'm good with that move, absolutely.
And it gets moved to the appropriated fund balance?
Well, yeah, so it basically goes to contingency. We'll roll into fund balance once we close the year.
But my understanding is that that money can't be spent unless that committee agrees to spend it. Is that not correct?
That's not correct. That money has to be spent in accordance with the funding agreement.
With the funding, in accordance with the funding agreement.
Right, yeah, and the resolution. The city has a resolution and a funding agreement. The resolution just copies the funding agreement, so we have to follow that.
Right, so everyone's on board with that funding agreement, from what I understand.
I mean, we entered into it. It's a valid agreement. Yeah, we got to comply with it.
Okay.
Councilman,
thank you.
Question clear? And Councilman? So you have a unanimous consensus from City Council to make that adjustment in your budget.
Thank you.
And just out of curiosity, that will not affect this in any way, right?
No, sir.
Okay, very good.
Okay, next we will update you on the five-year capital improvement program. This is a summary look at the five-year capital improvement plan. The fiscal year 2024 final budget accounts for $189 million. These projects were reviewed with council in detail over the budget process. Carl Cody, your stormwater engineering director, is available if council has any project-related questions.
No, we have no detailed questions.
Okay, we will now look at the
I'm sorry, let me just footnote that. The reason that I think City Council has no questions is because we have asked so many questions over the course of 6 months. So this is not, our questions have been asked and answered multiple times. So that would be the reason why we're declining any questions at this time.
Okay, we will now look at the proposed millage rate. So the budget as presented assumes the rollback millage rate of 4.2570, which we are proposing council adopts this rate tonight of 4.2570. Your next steps tonight are to adopt the State Road 100 budget for fiscal year 2024. Your next steps are to adopt the final millage rate and adopt the final budget for fiscal year 2024. So as in previous years, we have set up the fiscal year 2024 budget preparation link on the city's website. This is where all our presentations and supporting documents are located. This concludes the presentation.
Helena, may I ask you, has there ever been a rollback before?
Yes, there was. Not that I'm aware of.
I didn't think so either.
But I can go back and verify that information.
Okay.
Not since I've been
here. Just curious if this is that historic moment or not. Thank you.
I will verify that for you.
Denise may have some input.
Oh, sorry.
I think it's in the definition of a full rollback versus just a decrease in the millage.
There has been a rollback, but I don't know about a full rollback.
Yeah, we've done a decrease before.
So
we have decreased
rollback.
The millage,
have we ever
yes.
done a rollback?
But that's
full
not.
Rollback, no.
Right. Okay. This is a good time. Any questions just overall about the budget? And
the only question I had, and this is directed either Commander Reynolds or Chief Berryhill, we talked about cell coverage a few weeks ago, and we have nearly $400,000 dedicated strictly to emergency communications. So do we really rely on cell coverage from an agency standpoint that much when it comes to emergency communications? Or is when we talk about that aspect of things, is it more so residents can contact emergency services throughout the city? I just want that clarification.
Yes, ma'am. Chief Berryhill, Palm Coast Fire Department. It's a two-tiered situation. So we have we communicate through a radio system that the vast majority of that communication is not dependent on self-coverage. There's a redundancy in the system that it can attach to some Wi-Fi signals. And in both your sheriff's office vehicles, Commander Reynolds helped answer this question after you guys gave it to us. Both our sheriff's office vehicles and your fire trucks and Flagler County Fire Rescue, we respond through automatic vehicle location. So we have, it's a little bit complicated technically, but we essentially have cell providers creating a wireless modem in each of our fire trucks that we're watching as it moves around. And that tells also our dispatcher where something is. So if a call comes out, they're not tied to like the physical address of a fire station. They're looking for where the trucks actually are, where the responders actually are. So there's that component from a response standpoint, good coverage. So for us, we definitely lay two providers on top of each other to get good coverage. One or the other provider, we have spotty coverage, but we put both on top of each other. And one of those providers is the federally supported FirstNet program. So from that standpoint, we definitely, good coverage helps us to respond. Second of all, you know, our residents are all over the place. Mm-hmm. And different to maybe how it was when some of us were younger and you would just be in the woods, you can get to those places. So we, so when we have great coverage, it helps us to know where our residents are when they need our help. And it could be any manner of places, from a place that's, you know, very well developed and we're familiar with, to a place that's intentionally wild, or to a place that's newly developing, so that we can get to those places. So from a coverage standpoint, all those things are important. The line that you're discussing, is my understanding is it's specifically dedicated to our essentially we're a customer of Flagler County who provides mm-hmm. the radio system. Mm-hmm. And so we work together with them to try and make sure we're doing the best for our citizens.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Chief. Commander, did you want to, does that cover it, or do you need to add to it? Councilwoman Pontieri, does that cover it?
Yep.
Very good. Other questions? So I do have a question. So after this evening, what happens to the budget? In other words, the budget actually becomes active when?
October 1st.
So October 1st. And does this budget get filed with the state or any other, or is this an internal component of our financial department? In other words, are we required to file our budget with any outside organizations?
So what we are required to file is the resolution approving the millage and approving the budget, and we'll get to that later, you know, this evening.
Okay, right.
And we are required to provide the Department of Economic Development a report that summarizes the budget in a different format than what you've seen, bless you, but basically for the same numbers. Okay. They have a required format, and that report is due October 15th, and it will be placed on the website.
Okay. So this budget and the strategic action plan, which is the underpinning of this budget, becomes working on October the 1st. I mean, some of it may, or of course, be, you know, in the works, but that's the official start date, right?
That is the official start date. There is an exception, which is the fleet program, which you'll see later tonight, to approve the resolution for the fleet program, and that is done so we can realize savings on existing contracts. As the new piggyback contracts go in place at October 1st, usually those prices are higher. Mansell can speak to that when you get to that item, if you have
Thank
any
you.
Questions.
Does that conclude your presentation on this section?
Yes.
Very good.
Thank
so
you.
So then I believe I move to item F, section F in the agenda, which means that I will recess City Council. So consider City Council recessed and convene the State Road 100 Corridor CRA Board. So with that, there is a resolution, State Road 100 Corridor CRA Resolutions, and I would ask Council to read that in for me, please.
Yes, Mayor, I'll do that. This is a resolution concerning the State Road 100 Corridor Community Redevelopment Agency final budget for the fiscal year 2023-2024. A resolution of the State Road 100 Corridor Community Redevelopment Agency, State Road 100 Corridor CRA, of the City of Palm Coast, Flagler County, Florida, adopting the State Road 100 Corridor CRA final budget for the fiscal year 2023-2024, and providing an effective date.
Thank you. And the action that I will take, the chair of the State Road 100 CRA Board will announce the following. The State Road 100 Corridor Community Redevelopment Agency Board hereby proposes to adopt a budget with total appropriated expenditures and reserves of $2,912,077.
Public
And
Helena, do you have anything further on this item, or do, can we open it to the public?
It's ready to open to the public.
So I would open up this item for any member of the public that would like to address City Council at this time. Seeing no one come forward, I'll close public comment. And the recommended action that I would offer is to adopt State Road 100 Corridor Community Redevelopment Agency Resolution 2023-XX, adopting the State Road 100 Corridor CRA final budget for the fiscal year 2023 through 2024. I would entertain a motion.
I'll make that motion.
I have a motion to approve from the Vice Mayor.
Second.
And a second from Councilwoman Pontieri. Is there any additional discussion by City Council at this time? So I would ask all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Are there any opposed?
Mayor, can we do a roll call vote?
We can. Okay. Then I would ask the clerk to call roll call vote, please.
Vice Mayor Danko?
Yes.
Councilmember Heider?
Yes.
Councilmember Clufus?
Aye.
Councilmember Pontieri?
Yes.
Mayor Alfin?
Yes. Does the clerk have the count?
Yes. The motion passes 5-0.
Good.
Thank you.
Okay. We now
adjourn the state road.
Yeah. Okay. Let me just look here. Okay. So we've completed that. So now I will adjourn the State Road 100 Corridor CRA Board and reconvene the City Council meeting as before. And we will move now to item G on the agenda, which are city resolutions, and move to number three. And I would ask Councilor, if you would read that in for me.
Of course, Mayor. This is a resolution regarding the final millage rate, a resolution of the City Council of Palm Coast, Flagler County, Florida, levying ad valorem taxes for the City of Palm Coast, Flagler County, Florida, for fiscal year 2023-2024, providing for an effective date.
And I would open, you want to do public comment now?
Yeah, we have to do an introduction of the...
The City of Palm Coast proposes to levy a millage rate of 4.2570 mils. This is an increase of 0% from the rolled back rate of 4.2570 mils. So now I will hear public comments regarding the proposed tax rate. The general public must be allowed to speak and ask questions prior to the adoption of any measure by City Council. So I invite any member of the public that would like to come forward at this time to discuss this agenda item. Seeing no one come forward, I will close public comment. And I would then, the City of Palm Coast proposes to adopt a millage rate of 4.2570 mils, and I will now ask for a motion.
I will make the motion.
The Vice Mayor has made a motion to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
I have a second from Councilwoman Pontieri. Is there any additional discussion by City Council? Seeing none, I would ask then for a roll call vote, please.
Vice Mayor Danko?
Yes.
Councilmember Heider?
Yes.
Councilmember Clufus?
Aye.
Councilmember Pontieri?
Yes.
Mayor Alfin?
Yes.
The motion passes 5-0.
We will now move to item G4 on the agenda, which is the next resolution, 2023-XX, adopting the final budget for fiscal year 2023-2024. And Councilor, if you would go ahead.
A resolution of the City Council of the City of Palm Coast, Flagler County, Florida, adopting the budget for fiscal year 2023-2024 and providing an effective date.
Okay. So we have introduced the final budget. The City of Palm Coast proposes to adopt a budget with total appropriated expenditures and reserves of $357,748,234. With that, I would ask if there are any members of the public who would like to comment on this item at this time. Seeing no one come forward, I will close public comment, and I will Let's see. Next, go to adoption of the final budget resolution. The City of Palm Coast proposes to adopt a budget of $357,748,234 and ask for a motion.
I'll make a motion.
The Vice Mayor has made a motion to accept.
Second.
And I now have a second from Councilwoman Pontieri. And any other discussion? Then I would ask for a roll call vote, please.
Vice Mayor Danko?
Yes.
Councilmember Hyder?
Yes.
Councilmember Clufus?
Aye.
Councilmember Pontieri?
Yes.
Mayor Alfin?
Yes.
The motion passes 5-0. Thank you.
The city clerk must forward a copy of the resolution adopting the final millage of the property appraiser, the tax collector, and the State of Florida Department of Revenue within 3 days. Okay. I feel somewhat emotional at this moment, but I'll hold that to the end. It's like it's very few words for an incredible amount of work, but we'll get there. We now move to Section G, number 5, which is a resolution approving the fiscal year 2024 fleet replacement. Councilor?
A resolution of the City Council of the City of Palm Coast, Florida, authorizing the fiscal year 2024 fleet replacement purchase program and associated purchase orders for fleet vehicles and equipment as approved in the fiscal year 2024 budget, authorizing the city manager or designee to execute the necessary documents, providing for severability, providing for conflicts, providing for implementing actions, and providing for an effective date.
Mr. Mansell, the floor is yours.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. Matt Mansell, your Public Works Director. This resolution is for the fiscal year 24 fleet replacement and new purchases. There have been no changes since the last time you heard this resolution, but I am here if you have any further questions for me tonight. I will answer those for you at this time.
Thank you. We've had quite a bit of conversation as we were working through the budget on that, so I would ask each City Council member any comments or questions for Mr. Mansell.
I have none.
And none for me either, so thank you for your work. And I would ask for, we'll put this out to the public. So are there any members of the public that would like to comment on this agenda item at this time? Seeing no one come forward, I'll close public comment, come back to the dais for any additional discussion. Seeing none, I would ask for a motion.
I'll make the motion.
Vice Mayor has made a motion to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
Councilwoman Pontieri has seconded the motion. Any additional discussion? Then let's stick with the roll call votes.
Vice Mayor Danko?
Yes.
Councilmember Hyder?
Yes.
Councilmember Clufus?
Aye.
Councilmember Pontieri?
Yes.
Mayor Alfin?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0.
Good. So we'll move to final public participation in just a minute, but we have now reached the end of what has been a six-month process. And I have to say that City Council has worked through the good days, the bad days, and every other day in between with great energy and great effort. But I really would like each of us at City Council to stand for a moment and give a round of applause to city staff who made it all possible for us to get through this. In the spirit of Sindai, I don't have a handkerchief to drop, but I would certainly stand up and applaud each one of you. We can't thank you, and also please share this message with every one of your coworkers and your staff, because we could never get to this point without each and every one of you. So thank you, and I would open up to City Council if you have anything else that you'd like to add.
No, I'm glad we're through it.
Yeah. Nothing to add. Just a special thanks to Elena and our city manager. I know I've asked for data ad nauseum, so I appreciate you helping me get through my first year being on city council and the budget process.
Yes, just a final thank you to everyone that participated in getting us to this point with our city budget. And thank you to all the staff and the city management that has been a part of making this happen. And thank you for getting me through my first year at City Council.
I just wanted to thank you guys for getting me through my seventh year at City Council here. It's been... but seriously, thank you, staff. Thank you for all your hard work and the continued efforts. And thank you for the communication and the clarity that we have as a council up here. So thank you, everyone.
Very good. Again, congratulations, everyone. So with that, I will open up final public participation for this evening. I know I could cast the net out there and get somebody. So come on up.
Mayor, City Council, and City Staff, Gene Dowd, Palm Coast resident. I'd like to take a minute to thank all first responders. I won't go through the whole list because I do want to take a minute. If anybody, there's two new members, they already said it on the council, but I'm sure they were watching last year around this time. And we were still in public comment at the second meeting for the budget, talking about homestead taxes, talking about everything that was wrong with the city. Unfortunately, you look around this meeting and the last meeting for the budget this year, and there wasn't too many people here. So you can look at it two ways. You can look at it, it started 6 months ago, and it did, and the information's been online, the meetings, you know. People wonder why I sit here. I'm retired now. I never went to a city council meeting. I didn't understand the process. I have a better understanding of it now. And to the city staff, because I used to work with internal auditing, accounting, I couldn't stand them, but they did a fantastic job. They got me out of a lot of trouble over a 38-year career, and everyone in this staff deserves the thanks of the citizens, because whether it was a rollback or not, there was no doubt the information was there well in advance, and as you said, Mayor, and the City Council already, City staff, you knocked it out of the park. Thank you.
We thank you for your comment, and we thank you for your continued presence at the meetings. We appreciate it very, very much. With that, I would ask if City Council members have any final comments for this evening. Vice Mayor, start with you. Anything? Good. Councilwoman Pontieri?
Just really quickly, I want to congratulate our Palm Coast Fire Department on winning the fire truck pool yesterday. We got that belt, and I look forward to you defending it next year. I was there, and it's my understanding that we had a couple probies pulling the truck, and also our very own Chief Barry Hill strapping on the pulleys and pulling the truck as well. So thank you guys for that. Thank you for staff for a wonderful event, and to Advent Health for continuing to help us in our breast cancer awareness. So great event.
Councilwoman Hyder.
No, thank you. No problem. No comment.
Very good. And again, thank you. City Attorney.
I have nothing.
City Manager.
I will only say that thank you to City Council for the kind words for our staff, and thank you for making this a very successful budget preparation and adoption.
So with that, I would ask for an official motion to adjourn.
I will make an official
I have a motion by Vice Mayor. Is there a second?
Second
by an enthusiastic second from Councilwoman Pontieri. We are adjourned.